This episode is brought to you by Twizzlers. Long day, late night, feeling a little bored. Twizzlers is the ultimate sidekick for any moment of the day, no matter what kind of day you're having. The perfect level of sweet and a fun excuse to sit back and relax. Unwind with Twizzlers. To buy now, visit Hersheyland.com/Twizzlers.
Now entering Nerdist.com.
And we're off. Right, then. We're off and running then, aren't we?
We are, Paddy.
Right, and where are you at, then, by?
I'm in County Cork.
County Cork.
Hi, County Cork.
Hi. Well, I love it.
I love it.
I love it, then.
And I'm getting some peat for the fire.
How are you, then? Don't forget the Guinness.
I won't forget.
I'll not forget
the Guinness.
You mustn't.
I'll not.
I think what I like best is like your face is
Did you see this big squint then?
Yeah, his eyes are popped.
Your eyes bug out and your face gets worried.
His eyes pop.
Hey puppy.
How you doing?
Well, I'm doing aight. How you doing?
Aight.
Here we are, ladies and gentlemen, at the world-famous, renowned, needing no accolade anywhere in the civilized world, but since we are broadcasting to you from the plains of Africa.
Oh.
Yeah.
I did not know that.
Sure.
Yeah, the plains of Africa.
Aye, sure.
Aye. You here in County Cork in the plains of Africa?
My leagues here.
Oh, I don't know.
It's Mates, ladies and gentlemen. Mike and Tom Eat Snacks.
Mike and Tom Eat Snacks.
To my good friend Michael, Ian,
and my good friend Tom Cavanaugh. It is a
great...
No! God damn it!
All right. I mean, ladies and gentlemen, we... Well, our cup runneth over.
It does, don't it?
Hi. And the reason for that is, when you work at Mates Worldwide Headquarters, you get a pretty salary... You get a pretty phone case to go with the thing. Says Mike and Tom Eat Snacks. Mm-hmm. You just look brandish that if you're on the subway or something. People are like, oh, they're famous. Right. And, you know, those are the perks of the job. Swag is the perk of the job. But also, snacks for days.
Yeah.
It's tremendous here.
Yeah, I mean, the thing is, if you work at, say, I don't know, EA Sports, a video game company.
Okay.
You're going to get a lot of video games to play.
Uh-huh.
That's just the nature of the beast.
I want to do that. Suddenly when you say it, it's like, I think maybe I want to go work for EA Sports. Is that all I do?
No, try
them out?
You? No.
No? What do I do over there?
Well, you're just in...
Sales?
No, accounting.
Oh, accounting. Huh?
Yeah.
Me? Terrible with numbers.
I know.
I mean, I'm going to be the worst. They're out of business in a month.
It's crazy that they hired you. You have no qualifications.
If I don't go in there... They get a better chance. Like, if I don't walk through the doors of EA Sports in my role as accountant, they have a better shot at surviving than if I do and try to make it work.
I know, and they're telling me that same thing.
I'm cooked the books by accident.
Yep.
I just, with all good intention.
Of course.
I'm terrible with numbers.
No, awful.
Accounting?
Yeah.
They're done.
But
they're a good company,
great
right?
company. Ah, they make terrific products.
Oh, man, they're done. That's awful. How did I ever get this job? I just wanted to test the things.
You didn't apply for that. You applied for accounting.
I didn't even. I just wrote them in on the first thing I saw.
Yep.
That was accounting. Oh, A. Idiot.
Idiot.
I should have read the application through.
Well, it's their fault. I mean, they've just got applications sitting out on the counter for anybody who comes in.
They must have a lot of people working in accounting, because I can't imagine I'm the only one that made that mistake out of eagerness.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. All I know is where you work, and that's accounting.
They're done.
But...
Do you work there?
No.
Oh, okay.
What the fuck do I know about accounting?
No, you don't have to know anything about accounting. I thought maybe you like worked in like the upper offices or something.
No.
Corner office testing games.
No. I'm on a bunch of TV shows.
You are on a bunch of TV shows.
The point is... You work there, and you got video games. So many video games to play, you know? Yeah, it's just one of the perks of the job.
he might not even like video games that much. But it's just, it's in the culture. It's video games this, video games that. And they talk about it all the time.
Instead of taking a break from video games, when they have a break.
Yeah. You see?
Yeah. Fuck.
Yeah. Fucking A, right?
No wonder they're such a successful company, because people must love it there.
They love it there.
It's like,
but you know what they don't have?
Let's bring lunch in. Let's not go for lunch, because if we went out for lunch, we'd have to stop playing this game.
That's right.
Fuck.
But they don't have PlayStation? Snacks.
No, oh, snacks.
They have snacks.
Oh, okay.
No, I mean, don't get me wrong. They have snacks.
Well, they must.
Yeah, they got a lot of snacks.
That would be oversight. If that company didn't have snacks.
Nah, they gotta have snacks.
I bet they have a popcorn making machine.
Yeah, they do. They got a lot of snacks.
Yeah, I bet the wafting smell of hot buttered popcorn just seeps through the offices.
It does.
And you don't want to work there? You're crazy, man.
Nah.
I'm not gonna go work there because I don't want to like torpedo the company. But fuck, if that wafting smell.
Yeah.
And I bet they have, you know what I bet they do? I bet they have some kind of sugared popcorn too.
They do.
Fuck, man. They got the machine that makes it. And then they got, you know what they got? I'm sure of it. A kind of like a slushy machine. Anytime you want, just walk by.
Yeah, they got 24-hour slushy.
There. Oh, God. And they got Inventa flavors. They probably got like, you know, like each four or five like faucets that you can just like combine.
Yeah, they
things.
Got faucets.
Jeepers creepers.
Oh, they got nothing.
Don't tell me they got a candy bar, because I don't want to hear it. I don't want to hear that they got like a candy you can just help yourself candy bar.
Nothing but. This is a bad analogy. This is a bad analogy on my part, because the point I was trying to make, and I think I made it badly, is that here at Mates Worldwide headquarters, so many snacks. And then I was saying, like, if you go to EA Sports, where they got video games, but they also have so many snacks.
Yeah, so the point doesn't really work.
It doesn't work
snacks.
At all.
We have snacks, which is great, and they have snacks, but video games too.
Yeah.
Better company.
So much better.
A lot better than ours. I used to think that ours was the best company ever.
Yeah.
You know why? Snacks.
Right.
You can't go wrong. Snacks. But I never once ever considered that you could have snacks and something else great too that you also liked.
Yeah. In fact, I'm thinking about like all the different places that I've worked over the years. You know, you show up to some place and like even on a movie set or something. So many snacks.
Yeah, they got a lot. Well, that's our favorite part.
Yeah, it's the best part of the job. That and lunch.
Lunch and snacks. That's why we do this.
Of course.
Because that was our favorite part.
Yeah, that's what we do.
You'd be counting down.
Yeah, when's lunch?
11:20.
Yep.
Hour and a half.
Yep.
I could have a little something now, but not too much. But I don't want to spoil lunch.
Exactly. I could have a snack now.
Yeah. What do they got at the snack table? Craft service table.
Yeah. Let's go. Easily call it a snack table.
They got like a dip. Oh, you got to try this dip.
It's a good dip.
Spinach dip.
They might even have some...
Pea chips and spinach dip. Oh. And then it's like, you know what? I'll have a little bit of that, and I won't spoil my appetite for lunch.
That's right. Somebody might be cooking up some minestrone soup or something. Yeah, just have that as a snack.
Minestrone. But I got to grind it down an hour before. I just got to taper.
Oh, yeah.
It's a classic mistake. They pull out something amazing. Here's some lox. Oh, I love that. Oh, this and that. I'm going to make my own. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. You know, fresh and some fresh lemon in there.
Can't do it.
I got lunch in an hour.
Unless you're willing to say, I'll eat a lot of lox now and I'll forego lunch.
But who does that?
I'm not going to do that.
you're unprofessional.
Yeah, you're not going to do that.
Some people do that. Women.
Oh, yeah. The ladies.
I don't understand it.
It's so stupid. Ladies
have
are
some
stupid.
Lunch.
Now, look.
Look. No, listen. For us, when we say ladies are stupid, of course they're stupid.
Yes.
Right. But our whole platform here.
We're simple. Respect for women. That's what we're about.
That's not what we do. We pick a snack. We eat a snack. We rate a snack.
Right.
What we are about.
Respect for women. But God, ladies are stupid.
I don't know why. I mean, here's the thing. If they ate lunch, I mean... They are the most incredible. They're the perfect killing machine that God put on the planet.
Yeah,
a perfect killing machine.
Yeah,
but imagine if that killing machine woman also had lunch.
Oh, unstoppable!
Planets. I mean, forget it.
Yeah,
right.
Here's my invitation of a woman.
Okay, go.
Boo.
Here's my invitation of a woman. Ready?
Mm-hmm.
I don't think so.
Uh huh.
You know?
I mean, and said with respect.
That's not what we do. We pick a snack, we eat a snack, we rate a snack. That's what we do. But what we are about.
Respect for women. Today's snack. How do you even choose? You see, that's the first element of the purr system.
Well.
You have to choose.
You have to pick. Right? Choose another word for pick. We went with pick. Because we thought the system didn't really work.
No.
And people would be confusing us with share all the time. And good and bad there.
Oh, yeah.
Good and bad. Right?
I mean, mostly good.
Mostly good.
Hey, are you guys share?
Can we have you guys over for the event?
Right.
What will you be wearing?
Right.
And then we show up.
Right. Like, you're not share.
Are you guys?
Exactly.
Where's the boa?
So disappointing.
Shares two people?
Right.
We're like, no, choose eat rate.
Right.
And then they stare at us for a long time. So probably best for her, although would have worked out fine for us. Live in a mansion.
Oh, yeah.
Out there in Malibu.
Yeah. You've seen her place.
Oh, you kidding me?
Sprawling.
It's sprawling. You can be there for a month. She doesn't know you're there.
I have been.
Oh, you have been there for a month? Did she know or she didn't know?
She didn't know.
She didn't know?
No.
Oh, man.
Had I been invited, she would have known. You know what I mean?
She sees you and she's like, I'm about to turn back time. She's like that.
Yeah, that's what she does.
Singing her hits.
That's what she does. That's not what she's about.
No, no, no.
But that's what she does.
That's what she does. What she's about.
I don't know. I don't frankly know.
Oceans.
Oh, yeah.
She's about the ocean.
She is.
Yeah. I don't know what way she can see it from where she lives. Here's what, here's what you got to pick, Michael. You got to go most basic. And this is a snackologist, a veteran snackologist talking. You got to go most basic and then branch out from there.
That's right.
So, for example, Michael, if you're eating a chip, mm-hmm.
Yeah.
If you're eating a chip, mm-hmm. you don't have the ketchup tomato chip first.
No, of course
you
not.
You have the plain.
Yeah.
And you work your way out to ranch. You work your way outward, in a concentric circle, moving outward.
Let me just relate
like
a quick story.
Go ahead.
When I studied with Alvin, mm-hmm. Alvin, of course, is known
a lot of respect.
Of course. Mm-hmm. Known for his expressiveness, his this, his that, his whatever. Mm-hmm. But Alvin would always return to the basics.
Alvin Ailey.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. No, I just, listen, there's a lot of people watching us right now.
Right.
I think. I mean.
Whether or not they're watching.
Well, watching,
we're
listening. One of the two. They're using their senses to absorb this podcast.
Right.
Right. And there's a good 4, 5, 6, 7, 8% mm-hmm. that might be like, oh, who?
Right.
Confusing you with a chipmunk, maybe. I was like, hey, listen. Nope.
When I say I studied with Alvin.
Studied with Alvin. What the fuck do you think he means, Ted?
Come on, Ted.
Jeez, Ted, you know what? You know what's annoying to me? Is you just jump on board and be like one of the pals. It's like, say you're the new kid at school, Ted. You know you're not gonna do yourself any favors by throwing your arm around the jock quarterback and going, "We're gonna get him next week, Billy."
Right.
Yeah, but he doesn't know who you are. His name's not Billy.
Right.
All right. And it's for you to do that, to just assume it's tough territory. But if you go in there and you're like, "Hey, how you doing? My name's Ted." Mm-hmm. Okay.
Right.
Now we're talking.
Now you've earned it.
Now we have an exchange. You've got to earn it, Ted.
So,
go ahead.
When I studied with Alvin, yes, he's known for expressiveness. He's known for using the body.
Movement,
emotion. Rhythm, emotion, ba 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 ba. But with Alvin, it always came back to the basics, to the fundamentals. I can't tell you the number of hours we spent in class in first position.
Really?
In just first position.
So for those who don't know, and Dan, you got first position, which is a standing, resting, not resting, but it's a standing position from which moves, you will enter into moves. Then there's second position with your hands at your side. First position is probably the most basic.
It's the most basic.
It's the first position that you were taught in dance. And I know all the myriad dancers we have listening are going, yes, we know, Tom, move it along. But the point I'm trying to make is it's you cannot call first position for a dance position a challenging position. And yet.
Oh, Alvin can.
And yet you still.
Oh, Alvin can call it a challenging mm-hmm. position and mm-hmm. did.
Mm-hmm.
And when you studied with Alvin, it was a challenging position.
Was it?
Oh. You think it was first position, let's move on? No. It was first position and again. First position, what is your core doing? It's first position, where is your head? It's first position, align your shoulders.
For how long would this go on?
Months.
Months. Let me give the viewers, again, an analogy. You're about to fly a jet plane. You sit in the cockpit. And you just sit in the cockpit.
But you're not just
sitting. The instructor says, keep your core taut, be ready, and you do this for months. You don't touch a button. You don't fucking move your hand, mister.
No.
You don't move a thing, okay? You don't move those feet. You keep that back straight, ramrod straight, mister. And you do that for months. That's what Michael is saying.
That's right. But it's not, I'm not sitting in the cockpit, you understand?
No, you're in first position in the dance. I just equated that to flying a plane.
Right.
To the steps of flying a plane.
So I'm in first position, mm-hmm. and there's people next. You know, I got – the class starts out.
Uh-huh.
When you study with Alvin, you know, the class may start out with 60 people in it.
Is that right?
Oh, yeah.
Uh-huh.
But they're dropping like flies.
Is that right?
Oh, yeah. By the end of the first class, and this is months,
mm-hmm.
Might be four people left.
How many did you start with?
60. Wow. Might be four left.
Wow.
And you're still in first position. What are you looking
at? Still in first position.
Right. What are you looking at? And I was going to say Michael, but he didn't know my name. He doesn't know anybody's name.
But he's, you're one of four people.
Yeah.
He still doesn't know your name.
Not at that point.
You spent months. 120 days with
him. What am I doing? Talking? No, I'm in first position.
Right. But when you come in, it's not, hello, hi, Michael.
No. He doesn't know my name.
You can understand that.
I'm nothing to him. Mm-hmm. At that point, I'm less than nothing.
But even 4 months in of seeing you every day.
He doesn't see me.
He doesn't see you. But he
doesn't even know I'm in class.
But he can correct your position.
Hell yes, he
what
does.
What are you doing?
Frequently.
What are you doing?
Yeah.
Keep your back straight.
Yep.
So he does see
you. He doesn't even see me.
He doesn't see you.
Uh-uh. What he sees.
But he reacts to something.
Yes.
Yes.
Well, do you know what he's reacting to?
You?
No.
No.
Potential.
Oh.
What he's seeing is potential.
He's seeing your potential.
Nope.
No. Just potential.
Potential.
Hmm. From you five people who've been in the class.
Four
people.
Well, there's four.
There's four. Okay. He doesn't know any of them. He only knows their potential.
He sure does. See, and then see you tomorrow.
Well, you want to go now?
No. After the first class.
Oh, that's what he said.
After the first class. I'll see you tomorrow. That's the first time he acknowledges.
After 50. One class?
Yeah.
No, after 120 classes.
Yeah, I mean, the first class lasts for months.
Oh, okay. And then he says to you, I'll see you tomorrow
for the second class.
Phase.
Second class.
Okay.
You know what you do in the second class?
Wait, one class. That's one class.
Yeah.
120 days.
Yeah.
It's one class.
One
what
class.
Do you do for the second class? Second position.
Nope.
First position?
First position. So that's what...
That seems like the second class is quite similar to the first class then.
It's the same.
Why don't you just call it the first class?
You should.
He doesn't. Nobody wants to correct him.
Who's going
to
correct Alvin?
Is it possible? Now, this is just devil's advocate. Is it possible that he's got a bit of a scam going here where he has 60 people show up? I assume you paid a lot of money for this.
Fortune.
A fortune. So 60 people paying a fortune, and they're just standing in one position.
No, not one position. First position.
But first position, they're standing in, is it fair to say, a single position?
Yeah.
Begrudgingly, he allows me that it's a single position. For months straight.
Yeah.
Is he in the room?
No.
So he's got this situation. And how long does the class last?
Months. In terms of,
yeah, but for a day, how long does it last? All day?
Oh, yeah. All day, every day.
And then people drop out. Uh-huh. And how often does Alvin Ailey himself show up?
I don't think I saw him.
And then at the end of these 120, purported 120 days, he shows up and says...
No. You misunderstood.
No?
He says see you tomorrow. It's not him personally saying it.
No. Who is it?
The instructor.
And is the instructor there the whole time?
Yeah.
What's he doing? Or she doing?
Mostly reading a book.
Reading a book. So this is why I wonder if maybe there's not a little bit of a scam going on where this guy doesn't show up, has people pay a fortune, stand in a single position, first position, and then do it again, repeat it again for a second class, which I assume you had to re-up on the payment?
Of course.
And it's still the same thing. And he could be off he could be on a trip to Spain.
I don't know. He never saw me.
Ever saw you? How often did you, how many years did you study with Alvin?
Oh, wow. I studied with Alvin, started in 87.
87?
To 2013.
So 2 years ago.
Yeah.
I mean.
Oh, when you study with Alvin, I mean, that's an experience you don't forget.
Quick calculations, that's 36 years of you studying with Alvin.
It's an experience I guess I will never forget.
I would expect doing something for 36 years is something you wouldn't forget, barring dementia. And you ultimately then became friends with Alvin or?
Mm-mm.
No. At what point did Alvin and you start seeing each other regularly?
I never met Alvin.
Never, you never met Alvin.
And yet, I never got past first position.
36 years of first position.
Well.
How much, all told, money do you think you dispensed on the Alvin?
Oh, God, I'd have to do the math. So
a lot, right?
Well, let's...
Give me a percentage of your life savings, perhaps.
Oh, God, I don't know. It's $1,500 a month.
Well, that's $1,500.
Yeah, times 12.
$1,500 a month.
15 times 12 is what?
Holy
12 plus 6, $18,000 a year.
Yeah.
Times that's 180
years.
Yeah, $500,000 or so.
Right. You never met him, and you never got out of first position.
No, and I'll tell you what surprised me.
Were you ever at any point saying to yourself, "You know what, Michael? done this. Mm-hmm. How about try something else?
Oh, constantly.
I bet. Like as a
but
day
went by, I'm not a quitter. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
I'm not a quitter.
I know you're not a quitter, but as the day goes by, mm-hmm. and you're standing in first position,
but the way you describe it is like you're just standing there. No,
you're in first position.
I'm in first position.
Right, but you were in first position yesterday.
No, I stopped.
And the day before. No, but when you're doing the class.
Oh, yeah.
So at some point, like, I've been in first position for...
A few years.
Maybe I could do something different.
I mean, did the thought cross my mind? Sure. Am I going to question Alvin fucking Ailey? No.
No. But the point you were making when you were telling the viewers, and we'll table that for now, about Alvin, you said, look, when I study with Alvin...
Right. It's like with the snack game.
Uh-huh.
You don't start with second position, third position, fifth position. You start with first position. So you start with the most basic. You start with potential.
But in the snack game, I start with like the basic and then branch outward.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm liable to do that within a minute.
Right.
So you spent 18 years with just like the plain chip.
I mean, if you're going to draw that analogy, yeah.
I am drawing. I'm drawing that analogy.
I mean, if you want to,
I do want to. I want to say that you could have said maybe by lunch,
right?
So I'm pretty good with the first position, Alvin.
I wish we had lunch.
So no lunch either.
No, God, no.
Well, say by noon.
How does a dancer keep his or her body like that? Like pigging out? No.
Right. They don't pig out.
Oh. No.
All right. Well, it seems that you may have wasted half a life, but maybe not. Like, to you, it's all about how you absorb that experience, I expect. I respect that. I mean, you studied with Alvin fucking Ailey, which is pretty good. But you also could have done a half day and still been able to say, I studied with Alvin fucking Ailey. And I learned first position.
Is that one way to look at it? Absolutely.
So, today, on Mind and Nami Snacks, what we got here today, you love this stuff. Now, people are petitioning us to, I don't know, it's because we're a New York-based operation. People are petitioning us to try these, Michael. This is what they're called. Are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
Are you ready?
This is the snack today. New York Style.
Brand. That's the brand name.
Oh, there's brand. Yeah, New York Style.
Brand.
Bagel Chris! Stormtroopers hitting the ground.
New York style brand. Now, this is a brand I've never heard of.
Yeah, it's newish, I think. I think that's why they're like, you guys reviewing me?
Right.
That's why I think people are like,
yeah, I don't know why they say it like that.
That's how I think it's that thing. You ever like wanted to mock someone and realize they have a genetic affliction?
Yeah.
So I don't think it's that in this case. Right. I think they just have a weird way of speaking.
Okay. I mean, good on you.
This is our response. Is it a snack?
Right.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, then we'll review it.
And that's what we're doing today.
That's what we're going to do. So I got a few different types here, Michael.
This episode is brought to you by Twizzlers. Long day, late night, feeling a little bored. Twizzlers is the ultimate sidekick for any moment of the day, no matter what kind of day you're having. The perfect level of sweet and a fun excuse to sit back and relax. Unwind with Twizzlers. To buy now, visit Hersheyland.com/Twizzlers.
But the first one, starting with the Alvin Ailey, first position, is New York Style.
Brand.
Authentic baked bagel crisps, plain.
Perfect. First position. All potential.
Yeah, all potential. I like that somehow you graduated, but I also feel from the Alvin Ailey, but I also feel there might have been an element of the other 56 people going, fuck this, I'm wasting my time.
Yeah, you bet they did.
Yeah.
You bet they did. That's what they're counting on. That's what Alvin's counting on.
People leaving.
People dropping out. Yeah. That's how you know who's really dedicated.
Or that's how you can get new people in to pay money.
Yeah, right. All right, so what we got here is...
Not the best-smelling bag. I just opened up the bag. It's a nice... I like the presentation,
all right,
if you will.
It's a black bag, green letters with the logo, New York style brand, and kind of an Art Deco.
New York is
found.
A little Art Deco, a little bit like the classic John Lennon New York shirt.
And then you got your bagel chips pictured on the front, four of them splayed out in a row. Mm-hmm. One, the final one has a little cream cheese or some sort of spread with little chives on the front.
Looks like they're toasted.
Yeah.
And very good.
And it looks like what we're dealing with here is a very, as we said, basic, nay, plain, first position chip, crisp.
Well, it's a bagel crisp.
It's a bagel crisp. Now, right off the bat, what I'm noticing is it's a small bagel. I mean, this is basically a mini bagel.
This is, well put, Michael. This is why you're so good. Because I was about to say meh, and you said mini bagel.
Uh-huh.
You got it in there.
Right.
This is a mini bagel.
It's a mini bagel.
It's a mini bagel.
And it's sliced.
But maybe that their understanding is, look, for a crisp, you want to have something manageable in your hand. You don't want something the size of a bagel.
Hey, you want a mini bagel. I don't know that I agree, but
I'm willing to give
the benefit of the doubt on this.
But I will say in fairness to the New York style brand, authentically bagel crisp, plain, I expected it to be, about this size.
I did too.
Oh, okay.
But call it a mini bagel crisp. And this is just, maybe this is just an industry thing. Just to the bagel crisp industry, call it a mini bagel.
All right.
Not a bagel.
To the bagel crisp industry. Michael's taking a bite.
Look at my first bite.
Taking his first bite of his plain bagel crisp.
And when they say plain, they mean plain. I mean, this is an unadorned bagel crisp. This is the Melba Toast or bagel crisp.
Well, I don't like that at all.
See, I do like it.
Interesting. You like this?
Mm-hmm.
I ain't got nothing on it.
Nothing.
You like that?
I do. I like, at times...
I might not even have a second bite.
I like, at times, a very plain, bready taste. And to me, this tastes like a bagel.
Folks, it bears saying that when we say plain, there's no butter taste.
No.
No salt.
Mm-hmm.
Michael made a great analogy. Melba Toast got there first, clearly, before New York style brand. Other than you make bagel crisp plain. And it tastes like that.
I would
very
say.
Very dry.
Yeah.
Very moisture, crispy. Moisture has been removed. It's crispy, but it is plain.
Yeah. I would disagree a little bit with what you're saying. I do think there's a slight butter taste. Slight buttery.
I will have a second bite just to see if.
Taste.
You're not out.
I mean, there's something holding this thing together. There's some sort of emulsifier.
Yeah, the dough.
I don't know that I needed that, but okay. Okay. You just kind of bit my head off. I don't know that I needed that, but okay.
Yeah, the dough.
Jesus.
I did that. Alright, you know what? I've had enough of it. Great. It's plain.
Mm-hmm.
Look, clearly they're like, people are going to need this for the dip.
Yeah. The dip for a spread.
Spread the stuff on.
Yeah.
You know?
As pictured. And the serving suggestion.
What's that?
It looks like some sort of, I don't know, like whitefish salad with chives. I don't know what that is.
It looks good, though.
It doesn't look bad, yeah. The spread looks delicious.
Yeah, now here we've got a similar picture. This time they've got cream cheese and lox on it, a little chive on it. But this is New York style brand, authentically baked bagel crisp, sea salt.
Right. So this is just the plain bagel crisp with the addition of sea salt. Now we'll see if that if that makes
rich.
A tremendous difference one way or the other in terms of Tom's enjoyment of the snack. I already feel pretty confident I'm going to enjoy it.
Well, you kind of like the first one.
And you add salt to anything, I'm going to like it more.
I had no time for it. I will say I had no time for it. Again, same thing about the size of a... what would you call that?
Mini bagel.
A mini bagel. Yeah.
I'm seeing on the outside
circular,
here...
by diameter.
I'm seeing salt. The granules of salt look smaller to me than I would normally describe as sea salt. However... obviously, you can't have big granules on a very thin crisp because...
And yet, on the drawing, it's a big granule of sea salt.
You're exactly right.
Like the kosher David
salt. A little bit misleading.
A little bit. Well, no, I like this better.
Right. All you needed was the salt. All you needed was a little pinch of sea salt, and you're on board.
I challenge you, though. I want to say it's not just salt. That this has is infused with a kind of butter, too. Am I wrong about that? I don't think I am.
It's no different than the first one. It's just got salt. So if you taste butter on this, you taste butter on that.
I know, because watch. That's number one.
You just took the plain.
I understand. There's no zero buttery taste in this. Now, this is not just salt.
But I clearly told you there is buttery taste in the plain one. I have a more refined tongue than you do. A more refined snack palate.
I have a longer tongue by 4 or 5 inches, but that's about it. Hmm.
Do you like a sea salt bagel crisp?
I want it.
Yeah.
You?
Yeah, I like it.
Which you prefer between the two?
Ugh.
Come on. You gotta use salt. What are you hesitating for?
Probably the salt.
There's gotta be salt. Don't hedge.
And here's the thing.
It's the salt. Let me hear you say it.
Here's the thing. For me.
You?
Just for me.
For you.
Okay, for me as a guy.
Just for you.
As a guy.
Just for you as a guy.
If I get a bagel in a place, I'm going to a place and I'm getting a bagel.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not getting a salty bagel, right? I'm not asking for the salt bagel. I'm getting the plain bagel. And to me, the plain bagel crisp bagel perfectly imitates the bagel experience. It's with crisp. It's all the water taken out. So I taste bagel when I taste the plain. To me, that satisfies what I'm thinking about when I'm thinking about bagel. See, salt
dodge,
bagel crisp,
hedge, dodge,
to me...
hedge.
Moves it from a bagel's category into something else.
What?
A slightly different category.
A crisp?
The pita crisp, the pretzel, the chip, the addition of the salt sort of changes the game a little bit for me.
Which one do you prefer? If I'm going to say you can eat this or you can eat this, what are you going to prefer?
It's going to depend on my mood.
Come on.
It's going to depend on my mood,
Come
Tommy.
On.
Tommy, it's going to depend on my mood.
Come on.
If I'm needing salt, buddy, I'm going to take the sea salt bagel crisp. If I'm just needing some bagel plates, I'm going to take the plain. I like them both. Do I like them equally? Yeah, maybe I do.
I'm never taking the plain. You hear me? I'm never taking the plain.
Jeez, calm down, Tom.
I'm only taking the salt.
Hey, Tommy, calm down. Hey.
What are you taking, some palooka?
Guys,
give me the salt.
Come in here.
Hey, get out of here.
Come in here.
Hey, you band of raccoons. Run, scram.
Hey,
don't touch me. Hey, let me tell you, Poindexter, don't put a hand on me. Understand?
Hey, Tommy, come on. We're trying to be friends here. Take a step back here, Tommy.
I'm telling you right now. Whitney, don't touch me. I'm telling you, Poindexter. I'll pop you one right in the schnoz, understand? He had it coming, Michael.
Why'd you have to do that?
He put his hand on me. What are you thinking for?
Oh, jeez, Tom, why'd you have to do that?
What am I, some small town rube?
Come on, Tommy, why'd you have to do that?
Some out of town Jasper?
I think you broke his nose.
Yeah, it's an improvement.
Got one more here.
Yeah.
This one I'm excited about.
Me too.
Same packaging. This time you got your, very similar to the sea salt cover, but a slightly different. You got your cream cheese, you got your lox, and it looks like you got a little sprig of mint on top, which I don't agree with.
What are we throwing mint on?
It looks like mint. I mean, I don't know what else that is.
That's mint. Maybe it was just like, Rachel... We need some foliage or something on top of this just to like complete the picture.
How about this picture? How about
That's
this picture?
That's great. Throw it on.
All right.
This is cinnamon raisin.
They didn't think they were going to get outed by the mint police. They did.
No, they didn't.
Cinnamon raisin. This is going to be great.
Oh, I mean, this is loaded with stuff. I mean, so all right. So you got your cinnamon, you got your raisin, you got some sugar on the outside. You got raisin in here.
Jeepers creepers, cinnamon raisin.
I mean, I already know this is going to be delicious.
You already know, and. You can never really know. That's why you got to taste it. It's got to pass the taste test.
That's why they play the game. You know what I mean? On paper, you know, the Bills, they're going to beat the other team every time. But they got to play the game. I don't love it.
No, it's so weird. I was so excited for this. I don't love it. You know what it's missing? The very thing that sea salt has. Salt.
You think it's missing salt?
I think. Or it's almost too sweet?
I gotta take another bite. I gotta know. There's some weird element to it.
It's a powder. I think it's the powder thing. That cinnamon bagel wouldn't have. Wouldn't have this powder. You ever go to H&H?
Here's what I think it is.
You go to H&H there?
Yeah, sure. H&H. The bagel place.
You get the cinnamon.
Yeah. Doesn't taste like this.
Then that powder on it. What do you think it is?
Read those two words right there.
Distilled vinegar. I think you're right.
Distilled vinegar.
Yeah, I think you're right. There is definitely, yeah. Wow, well done.
There's a thing in there that doesn't belong in there.
Yeah. We got cinnamon, good. Food oil, sure. Brown sugar, all right. Sunflower, wheat flour, yeah. Distilled vinegar.
I mean, there's got to be a reason for it, but it's, I don't know if that's what it is or it's something else, but
could
there's
be the
some
ascorbic acid.
Nah, the ascorbic acid you want.
You want that.
You want, yeah, I mean, if anything, you want more of that.
You want soy lecithin.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
But.
Nah, you don't really want the, yeah, there's right, there's a vinegar. You can sense it. It's not overpowering.
No, it's something a little sharp, a little tart.
Yeah.
It doesn't belong there.
That you don't expect in a cinnamon raisin bagel. You're right.
Hmm. Well, you really threw us for a curve there.
New York style
brand.
Authentic base bagel crisp cinnamon raisin. Well, I wonder what other flavor.
That's why you play the game. You know what I mean? That's why you play the game.
Yeah. You don't know.
You don't know until you play.
You don't know.
Look, there's going to be a point spread. You know, maybe you beat the spread, maybe you don't. In this case, they didn't beat the spread.
No. And I don't feel it's like they got greedy either. I think that, you know, the New York, I like their operation. I think they're pluggers. I think they're trying hard. And, you know, clearly their first two, they came out of gate quite well. Now, I'm not a fan of the plane, but I understand what they're doing. So
you know what they're going for,
respect.
And they got there.
It's not my thing, but good for you because I know what you're doing. Then they satisfied what I was going for with their sea salt, so lesson learned. And then they branched out a little cinnamon raisin, but holy Hannah.
They gotta rethink this a little bit. Just a little bit. It's almost
well,
there, but it's not
do,
there. Take out that vinegar. Do something.
Out the vinegar.
The vinegar's got to be there for a reason. It's got to be there for a reason. It's got to do something.
I worry that it's something that keeps it.
Yeah.
I don't want that.
Nope.
I don't want people.
You want a pure bagel crisp experience.
Listen, the bagel's not going to last, right? And so maybe like, how do we make the bagel last? Maybe we throw some vinegar.
I'm just seeing if these other things have vinegar in them. Yeah, the other ones have vinegar too. But what I suspect, Tommy.
They do have vinegar.
What I suspect, Tommy, is vinegar might be important in the creation of a bagel itself.
I suppose you're right.
But then you add the sweet to it,
yep.
And now the vinegar tastes. It pops a little bit.
It pops. I wonder if maybe they use more distilled vinegar in the center.
I don't know.
I don't know either.
Ratings?
Ratings!
Ratings! Oh, that was new.
Yeah, did you hear that one?
Oh, yeah, I liked it a lot.
I mean, yeah.
Perfect.
Something.
I mean, somebody's got to.
It's good for
gotta,
today.
Yeah, oh, it's great for today.
Yeah, for today, it's perfect.
Maybe for forever. I don't know.
I can't imagine it'll ever show up again.
Plain bagel crisp.
You want to. Yeah, go ahead.
For me.
For you.
For me.
For you. As a guy.
As a guy.
For you as a guy.
For me, there's going to be a time, it could be any time, where I'm looking at a bowl of plain bagel crisps and I'm thinking, yeah, I want that. Hey, you want to put something on that, Mike? No, I'm good.
Mm-hmm.
No, we got some cream cheese, we got some butter, whatever you want. No, I'm good.
Mm-hmm.
You want to dip it in some Nutella? Maybe later, but right now, I'm pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
You want to put a little gherkin pickle on
it? Mike, I got something for you.
What?
Just a little bit of this mix here. It's kind of like a ranch dip mix.
Nah, it sounds good, but I think for right now, anyway, I think I'm all right with just
some chives on top of your bagel?
Nah, you know what? For now, I think I'm all right.
What about this lox? You want some of this lox?
You know what? I will take some lox.
All right, put the lox on there. Yeah, so, some cream cheese. Don't forget, yeah, take the cream cheese.
Okay, I'll take the cream cheese.
Madge, bring him the cream cheese.
Hey,
Madge!
Don't get up.
Madge, give him the cream cheese.
But she just got the hip replaced. Marge, come on. She can barely walk on that. Get him
the get him the get him.
All right, thank you much.
Cheese.
Thank you, Don. I love you. I love you. I love you, sweetheart. Come here. Give me. Mwah, I love you. Okay.
All right,
go sit down.
All right, okay.
Go sit down. Come on, Marge. Come on.
Marge,
get off that. Marge, don't.
Marge.
Come on. Don't put your mouth on that. Come on.
Marge, what are you doing? Why are you doing? Why do you gotta do that in front of the guy?
So for me, plain, I'll eat it. I like it 6.5.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Generous.
I like it.
Mm-hmm.
You want me to go right through? I'll go right through. Sea salt? Sometimes.
Let me get in there.
I'm asking. I didn't know if you wanted
no,
to go back
in. There.
You go
in.
You go
in. Because it's quite easy for me. This thing here, I don't. Hey, what are you? What are you, some mamos coming here? You walk into my house, you give me a fucking plain bagel, nothing on it? What am I looking? Some kind of fucking asshole to you?
Hey, Tommy, come on.
I give you a two. You walk into my
a
house.
Two.
You walk into my house, you
Tommy,
get
come on,
nothing
no
on
disrespect.
Top of it?
Come on, Tommy. No
hey,
disrespect.
Hey,
for
hey,
the two.
What am I, some asshole? Get
a
out of
two.
My house. Hey, get out of, get the fuck out of my house.
Oh, jeez, Tom. All right, goodbye.
Two for me.
Wow.
I don't. You know, there's a lot of things out there, Michael. You know what that is? That's the pick part of it.
I know.
There's choice out there.
I know.
I'm not choosing it.
Right.
I respect you. Got a 6 in there. What are you, 6.5?
6.5. I like it.
All right. Well, that's good for you. That's good. Now I'm going to jump in and jump ahead to Caesar.
Okay.
All right? Hey! We're all friends here.
Hey.
All's forgiven.
Nice to see you.
Hey, you walk in here. You're giving me this. You're giving me that. Hey, come here. Mwah. Mwah. I love this guy. Hey, what about this guy? Look at this guy. You can put stuff on it.
Mm-hmm.
You can take stuff off. It doesn't matter. It's perfect. I love it. I love it like this. I love it. You put all that stuff on that. Madge, give me the cream cheese.
Madge, come on. Sit down.
Madge, come on.
Madge,
what she does. It's what she does.
Come on.
She loves it.
She just got
Madge,
the new hit.
Hey,
come on.
Good.
Madge,
come on.
Let me get the cream cheese for you.
Get the fucking cheese.
Oh,
yeah, she's good. She loves it. It's great. Hey, thanks. Hey, how you doing? Come here, darling. Come here. Who loves you? Mwah. Hey, so it's perfect. Don't worry about it. She's good. Yeah. So you put that on it. You put this, a little bit of this, a little bit of that. I love it.
Mm-hmm.
I love it.
You love it.
8.
Wow.
Yeah, I love
From
it.
From 2 to 8, just with the addition of salt.
Give me this. Ooh, I love that stuff.
Look at his patting his tummy.
All day, because I can put stuff on it,
right.
And I can eat it just as is.
Okay, that's an 8.
I
he loves it.
I love it.
All right, now for me, not for nothing.
The other one, get the fuck out of my house with that.
Oh, hey, come on. No disrespect. Now for me, as a guy.
Yeah,
for me.
Unbelievable.
The salt, as I said before, puts it in kind of a new category for me. So for me, it's not an apples to apples comparison because you've almost created a new category here. You've almost transmogrified the thing from a thing into a different thing. You know, it's like you spun straw into gold. Is straw better than gold? Is gold better than straw? Who can say?
So well said.
Yeah, I mean, gold, terrific for jewelry.
Spun
straw,
gold.
Straw, terrific for horses. You know, it's apples and oranges. You know what I mean? So for me, sea salt, I like it. I don't love it. 6.5.
It's the same.
I'm washing my hands of it.
How can it be the same?
The same.
Come on.
The same.
What? How can it be the same?
Maybe I'm in a mood for the sea salt this time. Maybe I'm in a mood for the plain.
You think it's the same?
Marge, sit down. Yeah, I think it's the same.
No, Marge, come on.
Come on, Marge. Don't.
Refreshes drink.
All right.
Hey,
think,
come to my
just
house.
Just a skosh. Just a skosh, Marge. Come on, I got to drive. Marge, just a skosh. Oh, that's too much. Come on, that's too much.
She knows
what she's doing. Oh, jeez. I may have to sleep over. You know what I mean? I may have to sleep over.
You're always welcome. Down in the basement, the kids. Get kids. I'll get those kids out.
I'll leave the kids where they are.
Ah, they're good.
Now, cinnamon raisin. I mean, you know, you shit the bed on this one, New York style.
Brad.
You shit the bed.
Hey, you think we're a bunch of fucking assholes?
What are we?
Hey, what do we look like to you? You're playing us? Hey, because we were so nice with your bagel crisp with the salt. Hey, and I look, Michael. Michael likes anything. That's what you think because he likes to play. Let me tell you something. Michael doesn't like anything.
I don't like it.
You understand?
I don't like it. I don't like just anything.
You just push something right by us?
I don't like it.
That's sloppy work.
Sloppy work. New York
Come
style.
Come here, new style friend. Bagel Chris.
Come on.
Expect us to be a bunch of guys going to buy your cinnamon raisin?
Some jerk.
Just because it says cinnamon raisin? Fuck you.
You got to earn it, kid,
You got to earn it. I look at the bagel Chris. I'm like, hey, so listen. I'm going to punch somebody in the head. I'm going to knock him down to the ground. I'm going to butt tie some like cement around the leg, throw him in the... Nah, I'm not going to throw him in the Hudson just yet. You know what I'm saying? But I'm definitely going to pop him in the head. 4.
See you next week.
Unbelievable. See you next week.
Now leaving Nerdist.com.